Do you have a morning routine?
Maybe not.
If you're like me, well, you want one, and we keep trying to get one, and we keep kind of falling off that morning routine wagon. But secretly, we know we really should have one. And we know the effects. We're going to feel better. We're going to get more done. We are going to kind of create the emotional and energetic shell for everything that happens for us for the rest of the day. So if you're like me and you've started a routine and you stop it and you start and you stop and you've just barreled through a dozen of them in the last couple of years, well, this is your show. We're going to put together a new routine chock full of ideas. I have dozens of them. And we're going to find the perfect routine for you. Flow
Dreaming. It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives. I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming.
Welcome to episode number 597 of Flow Dreaming, Healthy, High Impact Morning Practices. Now, before we get started, I just have to warn you, my son is outside of my home office right now, and I think he's got a little play date over, so you might hear some random boy screaming in the background. Hopefully not. But if you hear an occasional thump or a whump and a squeal, that's what's going on. And that is partly the pleasure of working from home as I do. And I only got to this point of working from home because, I have had a morning routine. I've had it, and I've lost it, and I've had it, and I've lost it. Of course, there's a lot more reasons, but that is one of them. So by golly, we're going to go in there and figure out a routine that works for you, that you can stick with. Because we can always come up with some amazing ideas for the things that we want to do. But the key is, do they stay inside your world? Do they work within your daily flow of events and your life and your kids and spouses or boyfriends, girlfriends, partners, whatever? Do they work? And I think that is where most of us kind of end up breaking down, because the morning routine gets reprioritized when this other more urgent stuff comes in. So why is this a flow dreaming topic, right? Flow dreaming is about energy and emotion and co-creation and figuring out what we are building into our future based on who we are at the moment. What are we outputting for our energy, our life, our future to read from us? Well, obviously, if you have a routine, if you have something that just always happens, you're giving your flow a lot of beautiful consistency. You are saying to it, basically, here's what I really want, and here is how we're going to get it. So today in this show, I've put together a very clear-cut list. This isn't going to be one of those random monologuing shows, which I often do. You could call it downloading or channeling shows. No, this is a very practical episode, because I spent quite a bit of time putting together all the things that I have played with and tried and done over the years. And you know what? It's still incomplete. Yeah, it's a long list, but it's incomplete. But I've broken it down for you so that we can look at each of the different areas that we generally want to impact in our day. So obviously, why do we do a morning routine? Well, you wake up and you roll out of bed, and if you're anything like me, I just want to stay in my pajamas all day. The first thing I want to do is run downstairs, grab my coffee, and then I think, what am I going to do? And my instinct is, ooh, what's going on? What have I missed overnight? I better check my email. I better check my social media. And then I barrel in and I start working. I start reviewing things, seeing what's going on. Get me up to date. Show me what I missed. But that, I know instinctively in my heart, is not my best start of the day. And the reason is, even if I do my flow dreaming a bit later or whatever practice that you do, The energy that you start with, from the moment you come out of bed and you move into like one step after the next, whatever your typical wake up, get going thing is, right? Maybe you wake up and you shower and then you brush your teeth and then you have a hot cup of tea and then you, whatever it may be, there comes a moment in this pre-day sort of field, I guess, where you should be saying to life, to the next, you know, 18 hours or 16 hours, however long you're awake for, here's how I want to feel. Here are the things I'm looking for. Here's what I want to move in toward. And here's what I want to move in toward me. This is really important because most people don't do that. They do the opposite. They do barrel into their email and their social and they show up at work and pretty soon half the day is over and they have made no specificity as to what they actually want to feel or experience. They go straight into reactive mode. Now, you guys who are long-term flow dreamers, you know I speak a little special language, right? There is pre-action and reaction, and most of us go straight into reaction. Why? Because it's comfortable, it's easy, right? It's what we know how to do. You wake up and you start responding to things. Respond to email, respond to your kids, respond to your partner, respond to your dog, let me out, respond to your cat, feed me, respond, 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 right? It's easy to kind of just click through the motions. And then you're like, oh, well, I should work out or do something. But most of the time, it's 90% response. This is different than those of us who know how to work with energy. What you set up is like a shell for the day. It's like putting a glass down on your desk and saying, I'm going to pour this full of blah, blah, blah type energy. Well, how are you going to do that? You have to take the moment to, instead of responding, to pre-spond, right? Instead of reacting, you need to do some pre-acting. And that is the core reason behind your morning routine. Now you start doing this. I challenge you actually, start doing this and let me know after you've done it for 21 days, have things shifted? Because you're gonna go from somebody who respawns, which means, and I don't mean respawn like you do in Minecraft. Anybody have kids? You know what respawn? It's just, oh my God, this just occurred to me. No, respond with a D. Anyway, you move from that state of being to instead this really powerful state of being, which is, this is the shell I'm creating for the day. These are the parameters, the emotions, the desires that I'm setting up. And I'm taking 30 minutes this morning to make sure that my life in the next 12, 24 hours knows exactly what I want to get from it. I mean, why make the universe guess, right? Why? We try to do that with our partners and it's like pretty dicey. Sometimes they get it right. Sometimes they really don't. So why would we be doing this with our future, with our flow, with universe, with God, with source? So let's jump in. Morning routine ideas. First of all, if this topic totally resonates with you, please, please, please go to flowdreaming.com. I have a gorgeous little playlist. It's very small. All it has is 3 flow dreams in it. Program today, good morning, great day. Program tomorrow, which is an evening meditation, and instant alignment. So I've set this up that you could actually listen to the morning one, listen to the alignment one whenever you start to feel funky during the day, and you can finish off your evening with the evening meditation. And I'll speak a little bit into why you want to always close the day as well. But let's jump in. So I have divided our day, our morning, our practice, our morning practice into 5 or 6 categories. Let's start. The very first category I call B. Okay, this is B. B-E. And in the being time, this is where you really set up your focus, right? This is where you move into the emotional energy. This is who I am. This is how I feel. This is what we're making, folks, right? Not just my physical stuff, but I'm making this with life, flow, all the rest of you, everything else out there. So here are some ideas that you can use for the be time. Now note, if you have 5 or 6 areas that you want to encompass or stick into your morning routine, you want to make sure that none of them are overly long. Because if you end up with this very long, lengthy, hour-long thing, you will stop doing it. You will feel pressured. I guarantee you, I promise you, you'll feel pressured at some point. You'll start skipping it. You'll start cutting out parts. So you really have to start with this knowing of, I have precisely 15 minutes. I have precisely 30 minutes. You pick it. That is the number one thing. Once you know about what you know you can handle in the morning and keep up consistently, again, numero uno, then let's move into B. Things you can do during the being part of your routine. One of my favorites, journaling, right? Journaling is just straight up saying, hey, this is how I'm feeling this morning. This is what I'm thinking. These are the lack thoughts that are going through my mind. Here's the stress. Here are some of the hopes and the dreams and the desires. Here's my reflection on my dreams last night. Here is what I'm thinking about doing today. Here is the worry I'm having about this relationship or whatever. Just spitting it out, you know, couple pages. It's almost like an emotional or an energetic dump. Right? Just kind of offloading some of the stuff that otherwise might be rattling around in your head, stealing some of your energy throughout the day. Doesn't have to be a long journal. Just get that stuff out. Great. I've got it cataloged. I can come back later. Another thing you can do is a writing prompt. So those of you who are in, you know, fields that require a lot of communication, so maybe you're a coach, you're a teacher, maybe you're a writer, maybe you write books or stories, or maybe you're a blogger. You might want to pick up one of those writing prompt books that are out there. And I was actually looking up one or two to recommend, and I couldn't find it. But I know if you scour, you know, the internets, you will definitely find writing prompt books out there. The one I was thinking of was actually made by Berkeley Writers Group, and it's something like 100 writing prompts or something. And they're really just random stuff, like, for instance, you know, write about somebody you know who has blue eyes, or write about the last time you saw the trash man, or write about, I mean, just random stuff. But the point of it in a morning routine is I want to start getting a juicy kind of creativity flexing through me. Doesn't matter what I write about. I'm just getting this kind of creative mindset going. I'm telling my day ahead, and I'm telling my flow, I want to think outside the box. So I'm going to do this for 5 minutes. All right, next. This is one that you probably thought, why hasn't she mentioned it yet? Meditate. Right? Meditate. Some of you are excellent at meditation. I, for one, am not. But you can meditate. You can take 5 minutes. You can clear your mind. You can just allow the waves and the energy and your mindfulness to drink you in. And this is part of kind of like a almost, I almost put this one into the physical or the move area, but not quite. I'm putting it in the be area. If meditation is your thing, do it. If it's not your thing, you might want a flow dream, right? Ah-ha-ha, you knew it. This has to be part of your morning routine. 5 minutes in flow. 5 minutes of, here is how I'm feeling my day, right? Flow is deep emotional expression in the flow state, in the daydream state. It's a beautiful little thing you can do in a 5 minute nugget. But it tells the entire rest of your day, this is the theme, this is the tone, this is the sound that we're going to imbue through everything today. So obviously, you know, in my B world, flow dreaming is definitely in there. But still, I'm not going to limit you. More ideas. Like I said, they're just, I'm an idea factory all over on this one. Next one. Create a single goal or a word for the day. So this is something I do with a lot of my me school students at periodic times of the year. I tell everybody what one word sums up the phase you're in. What one word kind of like just sums it all up, brings it together. You know, and sometimes it's heal. Sometimes it's grow. Sometimes it's beyond fear. That's two words, but you know what I mean? You can cheat a little bit. But you can also pick up a word just for your day. Like today, this morning, my word of the day, my feeling state for the day is productivity. Oof, right? And I feel that, and I know it, and it's going to be a day when I rip through my to-do list. It's all good. Or maybe it's a day of rest. My day today is rest, renewal. Pick a word. That can be part of your B practice. This next one, kind of interesting. Straight up daydreaming. So daydreaming happens like this in your morning routine. You pour your coffee or tea or juice or whatever, and you sit back, and it's wonderful if it's a lovely sunny morning. Go out on your porch, and you just don't think about anything, and you think about everything, and you let stuff just kind of pass through. So I've done entire episodes on the value of this. Everyone would say, this sounds stupid, like you're just wasting like 10 minutes of your morning. No. Most of us program in so much stuff into our lives, into our day, that we fail to pack in white space. So white space, this comes from art, and it's a term that means everything on a canvas that has not been painted or filled in or drawn in some way. Oh, you heard a noise. I'm not going to stop. Let's just keep going. But the white space, in fact, that was a great example of white space. I paused and you heard this sound come through, or perhaps you did. I heard it. The white space is where stuff comes in that you don't plan, that you haven't forced into being, that you're not controlling. When you create white space in the day, it's the empty part of the canvas that ends up balancing all of the colorful parts, right? If you don't have any white space on the canvas, it's all a riot of color and movement, which is great. But if you don't fill up the whole canvas, you notice the space around whatever's been created. And the white space becomes very potent. It becomes fillable. So when you're daydreaming, what you're saying to life and flow and the world is, I'm opening up space for new ideas, for stuff, for things I don't know or can't control or wouldn't even know to ask for. I'm just going to be and let it drop in. Creating white space, daydreaming, is my second favorite thing to do in the B category, followed perhaps by this next one, gratitude practice. I told you, look, we're only in the first segment here. There's a lot. Like, you can completely put together a beautiful, gorgeous practice strictly from this one episode. I really hope you do. In fact, you know what? If you do, would you please post it in my I Love Flow Dreaming group on Facebook? That way we could all kind of see it. That would be kind of cool. And if you're not in the group, just request it and we'll let you in. Gratitude practice. I feel so grateful for blah, blah, blah. Now, you can either feel this and just move through it in your heart, or you can write it down. I love writing it down personally because then I get to review the things that I'm grateful for. Gratitude is an extremely strong and potent emotional state to use in flow or flow dreaming. So when you have a list in the morning of 5 or 10 things, set the number you're going to write for each day. Doesn't matter if you rewrite the same things day after day. No one is auditing you. It's just you saying this for you. But it puts you in a state of rampant just joy, right? God, so much is going good in my life. Man, I'm so lucky. Wow, I love my home. God, I love my work. Jeez, I love my kids, my family, my friends, I love where I live. I am so lucky to have good weather today. I'm so lucky my body is feeling fit and fine today, right? I mean, this creates crazy good energy. So that's the last one in the B category. You guys got it? Is there one or two you like? A quick revision, or not revision, review of what I just said. Journaling, writing prompt, meditate, flow dream, create a single word goal for the day, daydreaming / create empty space, and gratitude practice. Yeah, I know they all sound so fun, but pick one. Pick one to start with. You can always change this up later down the road, right? Swap one thing in for another. Keep it fresh. Next category for your morning routine. We're only 5 minutes in, folks, right? Only 5 minutes so far into your morning routine. Next one, eat, right? The eat category. Now, eating shouldn't be something that you do before or after your routine, right? It shouldn't be just slapping together something, hauling it off in your, you know, bag to work or whatever. Eat can be mindful. Eat can be honoring and nourishing and replenishing your body. Eat is a way of saying, God, I'm so grateful for these cells, for my the fact that I'm breathing and moving and seeing or hearing or whatever. So the things you can do in the eat category, many of us have these really wonderful goals for I should eat better, I should, you know, take better care of my body. Why not add just one simple thing into the morning? Now, key word, simple. If you're thinking my eat morning routine has to be, well, I'm going to put some chia seeds together and then I'm going to make my own homemade yogurt and then I'm going to go ahead and juice a whole bunch and then you're an hour in. You're never going to do that, right? You can leave that stuff for the weekend. Do the big stuff. You need something simple. 5 minutes. Remember, I really am. I'm putting you on a clock here. Here are the things you can do in your eat routine. And again, there's so many more, but these are just the ones that I've played with. First of all, I have a magic bullet, which is a countertop blender of sorts. And it's not a juicer. It's truly a blender. So whatever you put into it just gets totally pulped to a very fine, thin juice. So one of the things that I love to do is create a very simple, easy, under 1 minute to make green juice in the morning. One of my favorites is a detox juice, and I make it using a piece of a lemon, however much you can stand, you know, a quarter of a lemon, eighth of a lemon, whatever. I throw the rind in too. Get it organic if you can. And then I throw a handful of parsley in. So lemon, parsley, good water. It's a beautiful little detox for your liver and kidneys in the morning. Kind of sets up your digestive system. If you don't want that, pick some easy made juice that you can do to kind of get your body rolling, right? Some of you like to take a celery juice, you know, if you follow medical medium, etc. So pick a juice that you can do. That's one idea. Another idea, prep your lunch. So most people who don't eat well, it's because they've failed to make their lunch in the morning. They failed to leave time to make their lunch. They're hurrying through lunch because they're so busy during their day, they don't have time for lunch. But if you take that 5 minutes and say, nope, today it's going to be a great salad. Today it's going to be, you know, staying on this particular kind of diet I'm eating. Take the time. Mindfully create that nourishment. Make that part of your morning routine. So it's not just having breakfast, it's breakfast, lunch, done. Got it? Next one. If you're taking any sort of vitamins, seems obvious, but yeah, it's part of a morning routine. Otherwise, we tend to skip things and forget about them. Have your vitamins already set up in a little pill container. You can easily buy those online. I have one for 14 days. I set my vitamins and pills and all of that up 14 days in a row. So I only do this twice a month, which makes it really easy for me. I do it first thing in the morning. I know I'm done. It's good. I've got all my nutrients in. I've taken care of it in my morning routine. Last thing, fill up your water bottle. So I'm actually guilty of this right now. I only filled up a 16-ounce glass of water for myself today. And as a result, I've got about an ounce left. But really, I should have filled up my water bottle, come in, set it down at my desk, and had it. If you have water right in front of you, you are more likely to drink it than if it's just out of sight, out of mind. So make filling up your water bottle part of your morning routine. Overwhelmed yet? Look, you don't have to do all of these. Like I said, try to pick one or two max from each one of these categories. Start slow. So for me, right now, between be and eat, I'm doing my flow dreaming, maybe some gratitude, and I am filling up my water bottle and doing my green juice. All right, that's what I can hold right now, because we're moving on to the next category, Moving on. Actually, it's move. Move, that's the category. Moving is where you give your body a few minutes. Does not have to be a 30-minute exercise program. A few minutes, maybe you can take 10, to get itself feeling good, primed, and ready to support you all day. So things you can do in the move category include stretching. I mean, really, that's it. Just do some stretching. Pick 5, 6, 7 stretches. Do them. Do them deeply. Do them well. You wake up with pain in the morning, back pain, leg pain, neck pain. Do some stretching right off the bat. Don't just go off and get in your car or, you know, go off to do your day. Give yourself a few minutes to stretch. Here's one that I've recently started incorporating. I do Tai Chi Chua. It's a special form of Tai Chi. It's a radically simplified version, in my opinion, but I love it because it's so easy. There's 20 moves in all of Tai Chi Chua, and I can do just 5, and that's it. But I'm moving energy, and I'm moving my body. I'm acknowledging my body. Maybe you don't do Tai Chi. You can do yoga. Do your 5 moves, right? Do 3 sun salutations. Just make it something, something in there. If you don't do any of that, run, right? Walk. Maybe it's that 15 minutes around the block. By the way, if you're doing that, you can also pop in your headphones and do some flow dreaming, or you can do some mindfulness meditation. You can do 2 of these at the same time, right? You don't have to stagger them all out one by one. So run or walk or bike, right? Do your spinning, do your biking. Few minutes. Ditto for strength training. This is not an hour. These are 5 moves, right? 5 things you can do. Biceps, core, triceps and legs, squats or something. Just pick something easy. Again, you do too much and you will stop doing it. So move category. 2 more. Didn't realize this was going to take as long as it is. I thought this was going to be a really short show, but no, let's keep going. You guys enjoying this, right? Do you have some ideas percolating? You're like, yes, 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 yes. Again, why are we doing this? Why are you even spending the time right now thinking about this? Because this is what sets up the shell of your day. Everything that you pour into your day is now being held by this very first set of moves, thoughts, just the beingness that you began the energy of the day with. What you begin with travels forward through the rest of your day. That is why you're investing even the time just thinking about this. Okay? Again, super easy. The next category. I wasn't sure what to call this. Call it glow. It's kind of like self-care, but all of these things are really self-care. So for me, this was really glow, right? This is where you give yourself a bit of beauty, a bit of love, a bit of emotional nourishment, a bit of, ooh, this makes me feel good and happy. Nice. Here are some glow ideas. Put some fresh flowers on your desk or your bathroom counter or wherever you go, right? Something that makes you feel good, beautiful. Another thing you can do to create that feeling of, ooh, this feels good. I'm liking the atmosphere that I'm creating for myself, right? This is about creating an atmosphere. Now, you can do this before you leave your house. You can possibly do this one as soon as you arrive at the place where you're going to do the bulk of your day, like work, for instance. Up to you. But this glow category is really important. Next idea, light a candle. So I am often podcasting, working with clients, writing a blog, doing something with a beautiful candle burning. In fact, I've got one in front of me right now. It's called No Surf, and the scent is coconut, margaritas, and smoke. Ooh, right? Sultry. It puts me in a certain state of being, and I love that. So light a candle. Let yourself be drawn into that peaceful ambiance. Again, you can light a candle while you're doing your gratitude practice, right? While you're doing your Tai Chi. You can do these things all at the same time if you want to. Keep it short, keep it easy. The next, I have a salt lamp also on my desk. I flick it on in the morning. I turn it off at night. It glows. It ionizes the air. It feels wonderful. I love my salt lamp. I would have 5 of them in here if I didn't feel ridiculous for doing so. But I have one big one. Next, choose a playlist. Yeah, music. A little music, some beautiful sounds, energizing sounds, classical sounds, soft piano sounds, rock and roll, pop, doesn't matter. Choose something that makes you feel excellent, invigorated, soothed, ready, right? Music speaks to your soul. So put on something that sounds gorgeous and drink it in your morning routine, right? It's not just about pouring juice down your gullet. Put something in your ears as well. Next one in this glow category. Do you have a kitty cat? Do you have a dog? Do you have someone who's fuzzy or scaly or feathery that you like to cuddle and love and give attention to? Right? Our animal friends give us unconditional love, and we usually give them unconditional love back, right? They don't carry the baggage that all the people in our lives do. They just love you and they depend on you, and they just, no matter what you do, they're going to adore you. So spend a little time, pet your dog, pet your cat, brush them, snuggle, you know, hang out with your bird or your parrot. Give your animal friend some attention. And that could be part of your morning routine. Now, I typically do that at night. I have 3 cats. They all sleep on the bed with me. It is a very full bed. And they're big. They're very big cats too. But they all get a little loving attention from me as part of my evening routine. But you can just as easily do it in the morning, right? Don't skip it. This might also mean walking your dog, right? Taking them out, playing with them, petting them. You know, don't be a zombie about it. Make it mindful. Be present as you do it. Last one, and honestly, this one could go on forever, this glow list, but use your aromatherapy, use your oils, whatever it is that creates the scent for you, right? That creates that, oh, I can drink this in. Remember, all of your senses can be engaged in the glow category. Whatever you lay your eyes on, be it a candle or a salt lamp, whatever you inhale, bring into yourself for your body, for your mood, do that. And some great aromatherapy, get your oils going. It is perfect. Make it part. Now, one more category. I call it work. Now, this is transitional because the 1, 2, 3, 4 categories that I just gave you pretty much encapsulate a beautiful morning routine. But some of you will also want to throw in a little pre-work work routine. Okay? Pre-work work routine. You're not really at work yet. You're not doing the work yet, but you want to be prepped and ready for it. So in the work category, there's only one thing I'm going to give you. In fact, I'm doing this because I probably will do an entire show on this at some future point. But right now, I just want to suggest, if you have a work journal, if you have a to-do list for your day, this is the moment in your morning routine where you sit down and you look at it and you reevaluate and you say this, 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 and this, not that, not that, not that, and not that, right? It's very clarifying. It's almost like a cleanse to your stress level. You go in knowing, here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm absolutely going to accomplish. Boom, I've got it. And then all kinds of other stuff can come in. You can do the whole rest of your work stuff, but at least you start with this one understanding. This is what's important. This is what I need. If I do these things, I will feel good and I will be able to sigh with relief at the end of the day. Okay, so those are 4 kind of 5 categories. Did you guys pick something? 1 from each? Be, eat, move, glow. Okay, be, I already reiterated for you. Eat, I'll wrap that one up again too. Once, green juice, of some sort. Could be also, like a wheatgrass or something I forgot to mention. Or prep your lunch. Prep your healthy snacks. Make that part of it. Take your vitamins or your special diet, whatever that may be, and fill up your water bottle. Which of those do you want to do? Only pick one or two. I know we want to do them all, but honest to God, it's not a two-hour routine. Third category, move. Again, we went through stretch, tai chi, yoga, run, walk, bike, strength training. I may have forgotten, there might be a few more. Pick something. Glow. Fresh flowers. Light a candle or a salt lamp. Choose a playlist. Listen to music. Pet your cat. Pet your dog. Use aromatherapy. Maybe you want to put something else in there that's just special, just for you. Maybe you sing. Maybe you want to do your scales. Maybe it's 5 minutes on the piano, just running up and down a song, right? Getting those beautiful, sort of juicy musical movement feeling, a kirtan. Maybe you do a chant. And finally, work. How do you just transition? What is that transitional piece? So you put these together and you're going to have a gorgeous, simple routine. Now, here's what's going to happen next. You'll start the routine and then you'll be running late or some early meeting will happen or you have to get the kids off someplace early or you were called into work extra early. Something will happen. And you'll stop. And then the next day, you'll forget. The beauty and the simplicity of this is if you're only doing four or five things, six things, it's hard to skip. It gets hard to justify skipping. Because you're skipping what, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes? And you can even cut it in half. I'm only going to do two of these things because today is full. You want to make it something that is almost impossible to skip because it's so easy to do. That is key. Now, if you start doing something and you realize as you get into it, I don't really like this. I shouldn't have picked this one. Switch it up. Who cares? It's your life. Pick something new. So I'm going to end with one last little note. End of day routine. Clearly, I can't go through all of that for you right now. I may do a future podcast on this, but end of day. I really want to encourage you at the end of your day to come up with some very short corresponding routine. Okay, one of the things that I've picked up recently in Tai Chi Chua is every time you finish doing a movement, you ground the movement. You actually push the energy and the chi back into the ground, back into you. So the corollary to this is when you finish your day, you need to do something to push the energy of the day back into you, back into ground you. This is for me where I will flow dream again before bed. I'll do some form of meditation. I often do it in the shower. But for me, it's like wrapping up all of the energy and saying, you're good. You did fine. Whatever happened today, I don't take you into bed with me, right? I'm transitioning. It's very clear. It's delineated. It's obvious. I don't take you into bed with me because sleep is for sleep. Rest is for rest. Worry, anxiety, stress, this, that, nope. And that's the purpose of my evening routine. So I hope this gives you kind of bookends. You guys going to do this? You going to start this with me? I really, really hope you do. And I really hope one or two or five or 20 or 50 of you would feel inspired to write down, hey, these are the ones I chose and here's how it's going. Or if you guys have even more ideas, things I didn't even think of, let me know. I would love to. I'd love to add it to my master list, right? All of these ideas I just gave you, oh, I have plans for them. There's something else I'm going to make out of all of these for you guys. So stay tuned, stay aware.
So with that, I encourage you, do your flow dreaming, get in flow, do your emotional work each day. Critical, highly important. If you don't know what that is, please go visit my website, flowdreaming.com. I have a free kit that teaches you how to flow dream. If you're on your mobile device right now, just go to the app store and you can actually download a couple of my apps, but one of them gives you the free kit that teaches you what to do. After that, woo, just go bananas. Just go, just drink in the technique. Get flow dreams, do it on your own. If you're ready for the next level, again, I am still bringing in students to Me School. I have students actually starting every single month. I would love for you to be one of them. And we can get even more into some of these ideas and do some big changes in your life. Ditto, I'm presuming that I still have a couple of Diamond, which are private coaching spots open. These don't open very often. And when they do, people tend to snap them up. So if you're ready to work with me one-on-one, I am very approachable. I am not a standoffish business coach who just only never speaks to people except once or twice a year. I am all hands in. I am here to work with you. It's one of my favorite things that I do. And I talk with my personal students, personal clients every month, multiple times a month, helping them really shift, grow, and just exponentially kick some ass. So let me know if you want to do any of those things. You can get a hold of me very easily on my website. And with that, we'll wrap up this beautiful episode of Flow Dreaming. Thank you guys for joining me this hour. I really love you all, and I'll see you next time for more Flow Dreaming. So I have a really important question for you. Me School. You've heard me talk about it, mention it. And I'm just wondering when it might be a fit for you. When you might jump to the next level, which is going from maybe listening to the flow dreams and playing with them, or listening to this podcast and saying, there is a next point from here. And I've been kind of playing around the same area for quite a while, and I'm ready to see what else there is. And maybe you're nervous and scared. You don't know how much it costs. You don't know what happens there. You don't know what will happen for you there. Look, don't be. Just don't be scared. Me School is the most beautiful thing I think I have made in my life. But it's the most beautiful thing because I take you, really, you, people just like you, into the program. And I take all the learning that I have been blessed with, that I have been mentored with, and I have been mentored and blessed with some pretty amazing people in my life. And my job is to carry this information forward, to then pass it on to you. And what we pass on is how to live well, how to be you, authentically you, how to live into who you are, who you came here to be, how to find that, how to move through your ceilings and blocks and blossom. You know, you're probably looking at this next big chunk of your life and wondering, what's going to be there? What's going to be in it? Is it going to be the same as it was before? Well, for it to be different, you need to start choosing yourself. You need to invest in yourself. You need to invest in your growth. You need to consciously say, I'm ready. It's time. I'm ready now. That's what we do in Me School. We spend that time. And that's what we look at. Personal power. Your ability to generate wealth, security, time freedom. We look at your emotional self. Are you in love with yourself? Are you in love with life? If you're not, let's make that happen. It's just a question of whether you say yes or whether you say no yet again. So jump on over to my website, flowdreaming.com, and you'll find there a link, a button, an image. There'll be something where you can learn more about Me School and set up a time to talk with me, and we will get you going. I'll share and answer all of your questions and hopefully be able to start working with you as you discover what your life is really there for. and how it really wants to show up for you. So right now, go to flowdreaming.com and just get your time scheduled for us to talk. And think about Me School and where you're going next. Just get it done. It's past time. And now, let's get back to our show.